What do you think will happen when we get them at the peace table? By that I mean, what do you think we should do? Shall we have vengeance?
I think first we should be very cagey.
You think that we should be very vindictive about this? What should we do when that time comes?
We should always try and be at least one step ahead of them, both mentally and every other way.
Shall we give them a chance to rise again? Stop them so.
Yes, stop them now.
All right. What do you think will happen to the American people? Do you think that we'll conduct this war let me put it this way. Do you think we are prepared for this war?
Well, yes, I think we are, but I think we need more preparedness.
You feel that we're emotionally and morally prepared for it?
Yes, I wish that we had, if there was going to be an offensive, that we'd started it and not been on the defensive. I don't like that word, defense.
Before the war, were you an isolationist or an interventionist? That's a label, I realize.
Yes. Oh, I'm for America first, last, and always.
You were then an isolationist before the declaration of war.
You mean by isolationist that I thought we should just be sufficient unto ourselves?
That's right.
No, we should be sufficient unto ourselves if nothing is going to happen to us.
And that concludes the interview.